A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It can be a challenge for blind people to navigate the world, which is why some of them have the help of canes or guide dogs. Toyota's giving them another tool, a wearable device that sees for them. Many cars now have so-called blind spot monitors that can see things the driver can't. That's sort of the idea behind a new device from a car company, except this isn't for cars, it's for blind humans. Toyota is developing a gadget that's worn on the shoulders and uses cameras to recognize surroundings and landmarks, and then it uses voice technology and vibration motors to direct the wearer about where to go. The company has a promotional video to explain why something like this could transform the lives of blind people.
I have no light perception, no colors, anything. I see everything pitch black. When I was sighted, I was this guy who didn't take no for an answer. When I lost my sight, I wanted to go back to who I was before. I have to plan ahead a lot. I'm always decoding and investigating. Sounds, scents, landmarks, trying to figure out what things are.
Project Blade, as it's called, B-L-A-I-D, also involves mapping objects, identification, and navigation, which makes the whole thing sound like something Geordi from Star Trek would use.
You're just going to have to hold things together a little while longer.
No release date's been set. Toyota plans to do that as soon as it gets closer to perfecting the technology. The company says the device isn't meant to replace things like canes and guide dogs, but to provide users with more information about their surroundings and just make it a little easier to get around in this busy world. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.